It is my great honor to be here and participate actually in the discussion of decoding the future. So what I am going to talk about is in some way a continuation what the speakers this morning actually started to talk about, systems and then human users. I would like to particularly connect the systems and the users together in the space of teleimmersive systems. So what I'm hoping to do is to have a discussion with you in terms of these teleimmersive systems that currently they represent distributed interactive multimedia systems, and one very specific feature that these particular systems have is that they are multimodal systems. You see video, audio, graphics, different types of media, and they connect across different geographically distributed sites. So you might recognize some of the interactive, teleimmersive, or immersive systems like the telepresence systems from Cisco, from HP, from various vendors. And also some of the immersive distributed interactive multimedia systems you recognize are the multiplayer online games that many of you are playing. But I think what is currently also coming out is the teleimmersive systems where with the advances of the 3D camera such as Kinect, where Microsoft is very much pushing the boundaries and VR as a research community tremendously benefiting from these efforts. And particularly I want to show you a teleimmersive system that currently we are developing at Illinois in collaboration with the University of California, Berkeley. And you will actually understand as I am currently going to show the video that you will currently see some of the discussions that I want to have. So this is currently a teleimmersive system where we currently have different rooms, different sites, and each of these rooms has multiple 3D cameras plus microphones. And currently what the 3D video technology allows us is over the network, internet networks actually, to connect the various participants into the same immersive space. And in this particular immersive space, then the various participants can collaborate together on various tasks. And you can see here currently three different participants in different rooms are currently actually working together, either having fun together or are trying to sort of convey various information to each other. One very simple task that this particular set of participants wants to do is shake hands in the virtual system convey very sort of simple gestures and fun activities. So you can see that these particular teleimmersive systems that are currently coming, and I see them in a couple of years really with really great presence. So you can see actually that they allow very, very different and fun as well as educational activities. So let me continue on our discussion. So I basically wanted to give you this example because what I want to actually discuss with you is the aspects of quality of these teleimmersive systems. And at first I do want to walk you through some of the research questions that one needs to ask as we are currently working towards these highly interactive, immersive, tele-immersive systems. And one of the major questions that you might want to ask yourself, how are we going to evaluate these tele-immersive systems from the quality perspective? I mean, you have seen actually the discussion actually this morning. Joseph talked about design and some of the implementation aspect, but we also need to actually evaluate this kind of systems and really understand how to evaluate them and measure them and evaluate them. And so in the past, what you would see actually is that these systems have had very systems and networking specific metrics, very network centric metrics like the bandwidth and maybe sort of signal noise ratio that would discuss actually how good these particular systems have been. And you would see actually many, many different definitions of this kind of network and system-centric metrics that they basically talk about. This is how good, this is what the quality of my system is. So you are currently really faced with the situation that there is no classification or systematic analysis of these technical metrics. And also that one of the major questions actually you might ask yourself is technical metrics do not necessarily reflect actually how we as users experience this kind of tele-immersive systems. So then the question currently comes, what is actually currently our ultimate goal? And what ultimate goal is to actually provide the user great experience as you immerse yourself into that joint space. You do want to have a strong user interaction and really accomplish various tasks. So one of the major goals for us is truly to have a human-centric computing and also user experience, as it was mentioned, for example, by Alejandro James, where human-centric computing should bear the human focus from the beginning to the end. And actually, Harry this morning actually mentioned that as well in regards to the search. So, it is very important that we do consider the user from the design through the implementation to the evaluation to actually really achieve the right design level and the evaluation level of our complex systems like the tele-immersive system. So quality of experience is an important next step to actually bring the human-centric metrics into evaluations of these interactive tele-immersive environments. So if we agree on that, we do need experience and user experience to consider, and we need more human-centric quality of experience metrics, then the question is, what is quality of experience? And in the past, you would see again a good set of metrics that people have been talking about. Mostly when they would evaluate any of the systems, they would talk about subjective metrics. And basically they would have a Likert scale 1 to 5. Do you find this particular system great or not great, poor, and so on. So what we do again see a really large space of these subjective metrics, how users perceive performance, what is the degree of satisfaction for users, and many sort of standard ITU standards basically are talking about characteristics, properties of things or phenomena, how you feel, how you flavor, how you taste particular system. So we currently are believing actually that what needs to happen is to truly start to think about sort of a little bit differently about the quality of experience. Another important research question that I also want to bring up is what is then the mapping between the systems and network-centric metrics and the quality of experience, the user-human-centric metrics. And so there is currently, again, a really big challenge that we need to solve as a community to actually provide the right systems to our, in particular, immersive system to our customers and to our participants. So again, in the past, what you would see is very much a component view where people would actually look at the network and at the end systems, they would provide sort of systems or network metrics like the bandwidth, like the delay, like the jitter, and then actually they would translate it into this very subjective metrics. How do you feel if you get 10 megabits per second or 100 megabits per second? So there are also, in the past, you would see very much protocol stack from the networking perspective. People have been mapping actually various systems and network metrics to the applications like the video frame, like the signal noise ratio, up to the experience, to the subjective mean of score type of metrics. So we have been seeing quite a bit of development. But what I would like to discuss with you today is that we actually would like to actually change the equation and really look at the user much more carefully and bring the cognitive science and psychology into the game and truly consider psychology theory as we are currently looking at our systems, our cyber environments, like the tele-immersive environments, and then have studied actually what is the impact of these cyber environments, like tele-immersive environments, in terms of cognitive perception and then behaviors. So what I do want to discuss with you in the next 25-30 minutes is really changing the quality of experience definition and look at it much more from the psychology and cognitive science point of view and modeling the quality of experience as a multidimensional construct of perceptions and behaviors that currently will have their own metrics, really coming from the psychology, coming from the cognitive science to actually evaluate our interactive systems like the immersive systems. And then, of course, if we do subscribe to the specification that our human-centric metrics will be psychology and cognitive science related, then also the relationship between the systems and their system-specific metrics like the quality of service and experiential quality of experience has to be investigated. And so I currently will try to walk you through some of the aspects of and metrics that currently one can consider looking at quality of experience. And particularly, I want to actually walk you through the causal chain of these environmental influences, being our tele-immersive systems, our cameras, our computing and networking systems. What kind of impact do they actually have on the cognitive perception? And then the cognitive perception results then in certain behavioral consequences, how the user actually behaves as it currently gets immersed in the tele-immersion. So we are currently going to study this impact of the cyber environment, tele-immersion, to the cognitive and behavioral aspects. So I will start first with the second question, what is the quality of experience, and walk you through some of the psychology and cognitive science discussions that currently we see in the literature, and how does it apply to the tele-immersion. Then actually we will come back to what are then some of the quality of service metrics that are much better actually tailored towards the tele-immersive systems. So from the psychology and cognitive sciences, what we are currently seeing is actually multiple metrics that are currently coming forward. So I will first talk about the cognitive perceptions. And here particularly, we are going to discuss first the metric of a psychological flow. This particular concept of flow, if you are currently immersed in your teleimmersive systems, is how well currently are you involved in the systems, in the task. This whole psychological flow comes actually from a psychologist, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. And he actually currently really talks about these immersive systems, how, what is the sense of ecstasy, what is your activity currently in terms of being excited about it, how are you motivated that you currently are in this immersive space. So one of the important aspects is, as you are in the teleimmersion, it is important to ask your users, what is the psychological flow? And this particular psychological flow can be actually either how well you are concentrating and how well are you enjoying this particular teleimmersive game or immersive environment. The second important metric where you currently do want to ask the user when you want to extract from the psychological point of view the cognitive perception is the technological acceptance, right? I mean, if currently users are not accepting your technology, then you might have a problem. So you do need to ask the, and understand the perceived usefulness as well as perceived ease of use. Particularly here on the right side, you are currently seeing this whole vicious life cycle when you are playing multiplayer games. And many of you who have played some of the games, Microsoft games, have maybe gone through this particular cycle of technological acceptance. At the beginning, you see a new game, you get excited, you basically feel that the old game is not anymore relevant, so you get excited, you get fully into that, so you are in this noob phase. Then actually you are starting to master the game, and so you are really, really excited. You are at the peak of this particular game and you are in the fanboy phase. But at some point when the game starts to be sort of really boring for you, you are starting to go to the terminal phase and you are starting to actually be bored by the game and you are trying to find something else, some other game. So this technological acceptance is important to actually find out from the users. And then the third aspect in immersive environments, it is very important that you understand if the user currently is really present in that particular game or in that particular immersive environment. So telepresence, sense of being is really, really important. We actually have done experiments between Berkeley and Illinois with dancers. And the dancers, when they would dance, they would get immersed, and you will see some of the videos, they get immersed in this teleimmersive space. And one of the dancers actually would say, I am noticing a different awareness, somewhat like an out-of-body experience. I feel like our bodies exist in the 3D virtual environment rather than in the real world. And actually, the dancer would talk about a third person when she would see herself in that teleimmersive space. So once you understand what the user currently perceives from the cognitive point of view, the next big important aspect as part of the experience is what kind of behavioral consequences does this particular system have on that user? And here currently I would like to talk about three important metrics. The most important metric that usually you try to find out from any user that currently uses systems is the performance gain. When you start to use the system, do you really gain mastery? Do you currently get better because you are immersing yourself into a particular immersive system? And so on the left side, you currently see we have actually done experiments with 3D, with basketball playing. And here currently we have been experimenting with people currently getting single 2D video, some advice how to actually shoot the ball into the basket. And then we actually used the 3D videos and the 3D cameras and the immersive space where actually the trainer remotely would actually advise you, would see multiple views. And we actually saw that the particular student could actually much better, much faster actually learn the various various parts of the basketball shooting. So performance game game definitely has subjective and objective parameters that you need to find out. Another important metric for behavioral consequences is technological adoption. So it's not only just the technological acceptance, but it's also adoption. And in this particular case, I wanted just to bring to you the Skype system that is also an interactive multimedia system. And here currently you can see actually that people are more and more accepting that there is going to be more and more video calls. And in 2012, we had actually quite a bit of video calls as you currently compare it from 2006 or 2007. So technological adoption, that do people actually use it and does it actually then help them through the performance gain, is truly very, very important. And then the third metric in the quality of experience I would like to point out is the exploratory behaviors. One of the really important aspects is when you immerse yourself, do you start to actually look for some additional techniques, some additional activities? Does this particular environment allow you some new features, new capabilities that haven't been actually prescribed? And again, in the dancing, what we have actually done when we had these dancers immerse themselves, very often the dancers would tell us there was a time when we basically had images from the upper and lower cameras. This is a multi-camera system, the tele-immersive TV system that you have seen at the beginning. And if there would be a glitch, when there would be a problem, the dancers actually would explore that. They would, rather than look at it as a really a big error, they would actually find it artistically sort of enhancing and would explore this particular behavior towards their sort of artistic advancement. So looking at this quality of experience, the interesting part, thank you. The interesting part became that are the also system metric relevant. And we actually found that the particular metrics that we are used to, like the bandwidth or the delay, they are sometimes too limiting and are not as strong for the tele-immersive environments as we would like. So we started to actually look at some new classification of quality of service. And again, the literature very much talks about that when one looks at interactive immersive systems, there is a better classification of the quality of service than the traditional sort of network-centric metrics in terms of bandwidth and delay. So one of the important metrics to then look at it from the systems point of view is interactivity. And in the interactivity, currently, there are especially three important aspects that one you should look at it as you are evaluating your system. One is the speed. Another one is range. Currently, what kind of ability in terms of viewpoint you have in the 3D environment. And then the third one is the mapping, how natural and intuitive this particular interface is. So I want to play a video again from our experimental system, where I do want to comment on some of these interactive spaces. So you can see currently this dancing experiment where we currently experimented with the different speed, with currently what is the frame rate, what is the resolution, I mean particularly what is the audio. Here is currently actually very interesting, dancing with yourself. This was actually part of also the exploratory aspect. We recorded the dancer and then basically immersed the recorded image with the real image. And so this is currently what's dancing with yourself. And you can actually see many, many applications. And this is currently where the range comes in, what you can currently do with these immersive environments. You can interact actually with your recorded self. It really provides very, very interesting new artistic opportunities, but also new training opportunities. You can interact currently with the virtual environments, like here is currently this ancient church. And you can interact sort of intuitively, you can place the various users into these environments. And here currently I want to show you actually one sort of other aspect that you can immerse you, so you can make copies, duplicates, you can really create various multi-view type of ranges of perceptions that you can then enjoy actually. So here is currently for you with the 3D, because you have multiple models, you have multi-camera systems, 3D cameras, you can really rotate them and turn them as they are coming. So from the artistic point of view, but you can also imagine from the training point of view, many, many different applications will be enabled as you currently evaluate and provide system for very strong interactivity. Another part of the quality of service is vividness. Vividness is very, very important because you currently want to actually evaluate your tele-immersive systems in terms of number of sensory channels. Do you have currently gloves, like we see on the left side, that provides you haptic environments together with graphics, together with 3D video? And the more channels you have, the more the immersive environment and experience you might have. Depth is a very important metric, where you currently are providing what's the video resolutions, what's your image resolutions, what's your scanning range resolution. This is currently on the right side, you are seeing in the image, the top side is actually much worse image resolution versus the lower part is a much better resolution. So resolution and particularly this vividness is a really important evaluation systems types of metrics. And then the third metric I want to explore with you is the consistency. Consistency becomes incredibly important in tele-immersive environment and in some way hasn't been as much considered in the systems metrics before. System, when we are looking at multimodal sensory environments, you truly have to have synchronization. And you have to have a spatial synchronization, and you have to have a temporal synchronization. Here currently I want to actually play you two important videos and want to actually show you, for example, spatial synchronization, what kind of sort of challenges I think we are going to be facing. So here currently you are going to see actually we have done an experiment where you have multiple people getting into the tele-immersive space, and here actually there was a couple that was supposed to actually dance together, and you can see that you know, the spatial synchronization where currently you place the particular participants so that they can actually do some meaningful activity is very important, but it's not easy. Right? I mean, it will take us some level of adjustment to actually spatially orient ourselves. This is actually a fun game.
Simon says, you're covered in bugs. Dance like you're covered in bugs.
And so here currently, again, spatially, where do you place the various players, the remote players, so that they don't occlude themselves? Yeah, that the 3D environment allows you all kinds of things. It allows you to get in front of you, in the back of you, again, spatially, so that it basically looks pleasing is a really, really challenging aspect. And so you will see here basically the dancers truly figured it out, and it looks very aesthetically pleasing as they are currently dancing together in the space. On the next consistency aspect that I want to show you is temporal. And here currently it's all about delays. I want to just show you what kind of impacts you have. You have currently a student, this is my PhD student Arfin, and he jumps, and on the screen you are currently seeing what the other person is saying after 200 milliseconds. And so it is really important how do we sort of synchronize temporally in terms of end-to-end delay, what the other person is doing, seeing actually and hearing when you have currently delays, 100 milliseconds, 200 milliseconds. This is all sort of a systems metric, but it's a synchronization metric that very much can impact your performance and therefore also your cognitive perception and then behaviors. Inter-sender synchronization, if you have three sites, two sites are sending a video to the third site. On the screen, you are currently seeing what the receiver is seeing. If the senders are not synchronized, the receiver gets very, very confused. So here currently, for example, the two senders are skewed for 200 or 300 milliseconds. The receiver is currently seeing the clapping very differently. This is currently inter-receiver synchronization. When you currently send the content and there are different network delays to different receivers, they can actually see the data, the particular information at different times. And again, it can get confusing to the particular receivers. So consistency in terms of temporal delivery to the users is just very, very important. So keep that in mind as you are going to be investigating. This is actually currently very important lightsabers. We have done open engineering house, and the kids actually love playing with this kind of immersive environments. So continuing on the aspects of quality of service and quality of experience, the third major question that I would like to discuss now that I have been talking about evaluation metrics for experiential aspects of the tele-immersive system, and also then tailoring more the quality of service metrics for tele-immersive systems, like the vividness, the consistency, and the interactivity. The question currently comes how one would map between these quality of service and quality of experience metrics. This is very important because if you do understand this kind of mappings, you can better actually do systems design, you can do much better resource allocation in your particular tele-immersive systems, and overall then you can actually provide much better experience to your viewers. So we want to put things together. We basically talked about the quality of service, where we had the interactivity, vividness, and consistency, and that basically impacts what kind of cognitive perception we will have in terms of the flow, how involved I am currently, what kind of presence am I feeling when I am in that immersive space, and do I accept this particular technology? And then actually, we want to actually understand what kind of performance gains this particular perception on the users have. Are they exploring the different aspects of the environment, and are they adopting this particular technology? So these particular mappings are truly a big challenge, and I'm just going to be pointing out some possibilities, but this is something that our community and you as the future of this particular community, I'm hoping that many of you will be considering this tailoring between the systems and the user experiences and understanding these relationships. So what really needs to happen is in some way you have to specify what kind of metrics you want to correlate and then actually collect, maybe measure profiles. We do believe, as currently also in the morning, Harry basically was mentioning in the search, we do need to understand user task. In the tele-immersion, what it means is we need to understand the activities that these users are doing. If it is telephysiotherapy, if it is training, if it is doing exergaming, and so on. We do need to understand profiles for these particular activities, and then basically create these kind of correlations between these various pairs of vividness to maybe performance gain, or interactivity to telepresence with certain statistical significance. So we have done a few experiments, and I want to show you a video of three activities. I mentioned that we wanted to actually test what kind of correlations there could be between the system metrics like the vividness, like the interactivity, like the consistency, and the quality of experience parameters in terms of cognitive perception and behavioral consequences. So I'm going to show you three activities. One is a rope jumping, another one is drawing game, another one is charade game. And then basically we will be discussing what kind of correlations we have been seeing in this particular space. So in this particular space, this is in a physical space, you are doing rope jumping, and now basically in one space we are currently doing basically the moving the style, and then in the other space, the other participant is going to jump over the rope, but in the virtual space. And we will be evaluating actually what kind of experience did the user have in terms of jumping over a virtual rope. And this is currently sort of one activity that we are, sort of, is one possibility. This is particularly part of some of the exergaming and telephysiotherapy, really exercising. This is a drawing game. So again, when you are in the physical space, you are drawing and you are showing sort of drawing. And again, when you have a remote tele-immersive space, does the person in the remote space can see that drawing? This is the charade game.
Crashing, spinning.
So these particular three activities we have been then evaluating in terms of the various metrics that I have been talking about. In the rope jumping, we have been looking at the mapping, particularly from the systems to the user experience, from the interactivity and synchronization consistency to the performance gains, concentration, enjoyment, telepresence, perceived usefulness, and perceived ease of use. And we have been varying, for example, the consistency, the skew delays, the end-to-end delays from 60 milliseconds, 80 to 120 milliseconds. And one of the performance gains, the actual successes that we wanted actually to understand is how many times the participant was successfully jumping over the rope and what kind of perceptual interactivity the participant had. In the drawing game, you could look for a correlation between the vividness breath, particularly the spatial resolution of the video, to actually the performance gain. Are you currently learning something in terms of drawings? And in the charade game, we actually were really curious about the correlation between the system parameter, like the vividness depth, and then the performance gain, concentration. And particularly, we were really curious in the charade game how quickly people actually could complete the particular guessing of the task. So I will briefly just talk about the experiments that some of the results that currently we see. But as I said, this is truly just the beginning of a major challenge that currently we are seeing. So in the rope jumping, we actually have been looking at different delays between the two different participants. We can actually see on the top graphs, when you are currently looking at the middle graph, in that particular middle graph on the x-axis, you have the one-way communication delay going ranging from 60 milliseconds to 120 milliseconds, which is usually the delay that one would see, for example, between Illinois and Berkeley. And on the y-axis, basically, you have the performance currently, how many times did the particular person jump properly over that particular rope. And you can currently see that there is a certain sort of peak. Usually, the shorter the interactivity delay is, and therefore also the end-to-end delay and consistency is there, the better actually the performance, and you are currently also getting engaged into that space. But it's interesting that it's basically there is a little bit of a uphill, and one of the reasons is that basically the users also need a certain time to actually adjust and truly sort of recognize what is happening in that particular virtual space. But overall, actually, even though the users are noticing that particular delay, and this is currently the graph on the top, where you are currently seeing the sort of interactivity, the objective versus subjective interactivity, you can see actually in the red sort of bar that people have been noticing it, but they really did not, the scores that we would get in terms of disruptiveness, they did not sort of feel, as long as it was around 50, 60, or 80 milliseconds. The higher the end-to-end delay and the interactivity, as you imagine, the more you are noticing it, but also the more you get disrupted, actually, as you are currently doing the various interactive capabilities. So, because of the time, I want to actually start to conclude. I do want to show you in this particular graph that as we looked at the three various activities, like the rope, like the charade playing and the drawing, you can currently start to see the emerging patterns between the systems and the metrics, how we evaluate systems, and the experiential, the human-centric metrics. And you can see actually that, at least in these activities, the vividness, what was the video resolution, what was the video frame rate, had a major impact on the cognitive perception, on the concentration, how concentrated people were in that immersive activity. You can see currently that the vividness also had a major impact on the user perceived usefulness and perceived ease of use. Another really important aspect was the synchronization, the consistency metric, systems metric. So keeping synchronized tele-immersive environments is very, very important because then actually users do feel a concentrated state. They feel that they are that this particular activity is very useful, and so I think they feel accomplished. You can also see, particularly for the rope jumping, we also had interactivity was very much important in terms of the concentration and also perceived usefulness. So to conclude, I wanted to discuss with you, as we are currently moving towards, I think, exciting new systems like the 3D tele-immersive systems. I'm really waiting when the next Kinect comes in because I think really exciting things we will be able to do. But one thing that I wanted to convey is that we have to start to think about how to look at the systems in terms of their evaluation, but then bring the user, the human-centric computing, into the loop and start to look at the evaluations of these various systems from the user perspective, understand the quality of experience, and there actually it truly needs that we look at what the psychologists, what the cognitive scientists are saying, looking at the cognitive perception of these systems as well as the behavioral consequences. And for us as multimedia systems designers and computer scientists, I think we do also need to then understand this mapping between the systems metric, the quality of service, and the quality of experience, so that actually we can have really better resource allocation per activity and much higher quality data delivery to our users than I think we had before. Thank you.